Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Fitz and Wick.
Oh, man, I hate those guys. More than I hate spinach, traffic jams, and the last few years of MASH.
On WEEI Afternoons.
So we're giving legs to the whole Fitz and Wick thing, huh? See if we can keep that around for a little while.
A little salty in that remark. A little salty. Not funny.
I had fun with it. I actually retweeted a clip from the McAfee show and just said, Wit here, and I agree with Herb Street, because he said the Patriots are going to win 13 or 14 games and be the number one seed.
I mean, you sound like you're having a ton of fun. Your tone of voice is just like, you're enthralled by this.
I just thought my 15 minutes of fame would include my name.
Yeah, you were. That was the hope, right?
Mine doesn't even involve my real name, but a broadcast handle.
I mean, you know what's funny? You hear the guy, they cut it off. The guy wanted to correct him. And they did.
Yeah.
He wanted to say, no, that's the podcast. And he didn't quite get it out. So right. He never really got it correct.
And McAfee was like, no one cares. Let's move on to the important
Boston
stuff.
Boston Connor's got our back. Yep. But then McAfee just
got your back.
Us. All right. Well,
I don't know if he has mine. But
no, he's friends at the station. He's friends with Arcand, too. He's got our back.
He's a good dude.
Oh, I actually heard he and Arcand went to high school together. Or the same high school. I
don't school know of hard knocks?
No. The pampered school of kids that go to nice schools. All right. It is. It's Friday. It's 4 o'clock. We do football o'clock a lot at this time. And we have a game that I think is going to test Ted Johnson, because we ask him to build up every Sunday. And based on the tone of Mike Giardi making this sound like it was preseason game 4, we're going to ask Ted to build up this Patriots-Cincy game. So let's go, Ted.
Well, I'm going to do the best I can, although it won't be easy. But we have some guys coming back off of injury, which is a good thing for the Patriots. Kayshawn Booty. Kayshawn Booty before he got injured, he was averaging 18.7 yards per. I was supposed to throw the sound. Don't worry about it, Stizzle. We'll go on to the next one. 18.7 per. So he was the deep threat. 23 catches off 31 targets. He is back. So that'll be a nice little jolt for the offense, and another jolt for the offense.
May's longest run, 28 yards. He's throwing for the.
Brissett under center. Here we go. Stevenson on the take. Stevenson is in for the touchdown.
So Ramondre Stevenson was reported as limited, but
yes.
I think he's coming back
in
this game. So that'll be good. Travion Henderson should not get, like he did last week, 90% of the carries. Although I thought he was probably his best game because he did a great job in blitz pickup. I just don't like him getting that lion's share of the load. So I think Ramondre Stevenson coming back is a good thing.
How do you view the usage? How do you view the two of them? Is it early downs is Stevenson? He's the starter, first and second downs, the kind of the classic third down change of pace?
I think you know what? So instead of just exclusively using him in third down change of pace, which I would, now that I think he's gotten a lot better in blitz pickup, I would just, you know, rotate him every third series as the number one back. Just to get him, you know, I think he's a guy that, you know, 15 to 18 touches a game is good. You know, maybe use him in the red zone.
Yep.
You know, for a little wheel route that I'm still waiting on.
a little 2-1.
Yeah.
See what you're going.
Yeah.
So we've brought up the comparison to Detroit and Montgomery and the way they use Jahmyr Gibbs. And correct me if I'm wrong, the games I've seen, they sometimes do like series. This is Gibbs's series. Like, so if you're on the first and 10 on the 20, it's still Gibbs. He's not a third down back. Could you see something like that where maybe two series for Stevenson?
That's what I'm saying. Every third series, you put Travion in there. So, you know,
I like it.
Not every fourth series, but every maybe every other series or every third series so that he's still kind of in the flow of the game so that if you need him at the end of the game, he's, you know, he's been out there for a time. So I think that is going to be kind of a key guy. And I, you know what, I'd start him. Just, you know, you don't lose your job. You know, you get right back in there and start. That, to me, would be the best way to handle him.
And you see a nose tackle on the field right now in Kyrus Tonga on third down.
He will go in motion and be a lead blocker.
Sure is. And they get the first down with Tonga leading the way.
They just added this week where Tonga goes in motion, becomes the lead guy.
Okay, so obviously with Milton Williams out, that's him as a fullback. We need him to really play good as a defensive tackle because Milton Williams is out. Right now, Tonga has played about 40% of the snaps. And then also Corey Durden, number 94, you'll see. He's played 28% of the snaps. Those guys are going to be asked to play more and be more impactful to pick up some of that slack for Milton Williams. The defensive front has not been the best at rushing the passer. They're 16th in pass rush, 21st in sack percentage, 20th in pressure rate, and 24th in pass rate rush win rate. So, you know, they're going to miss him in the pass rush game.
So Tonga, and I know they asked Vrabel this. We had the clip there. He's been playing fullback on offense. If he has an increased role on defense, do you limit his reps on offense? And they asked Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show on Monday, and he basically he said, "You're trying to win football games. You're trying to put people out there that are in the best to fill the role." And it made me think, like back in your day with him and you and Vrabel, like. You guys played what you had to play. I remember there was times special teams, like, felt like special teams was half the starting roster was
it
out
was.
On special
yep,
team,
it
right?
Was.
So I don't see Mike Vrabel as a guy who would say, oh, Tonga's playing a few more on defense. We can't put him at fullback. I would expect to still see him at fullback,
don't,
right?
Don't worry. They're in, and you're going to see, I think they're going to eventually kind of change up a little bit because they've been a little bit predictable in how they've used him on offense.
Yeah.
So. When you bring him in the game, actually maybe throw a play action pass.
Let's go!
That would be the highlight of the day. In absence of Joe Burrow probably not playing now, that would make every Pats fan's day to see Tonga catch a wheel route.
Third and nine. Zappi steps up, flings to the end zone. Touchdown, Mike Gesicki.
Oh, you
wonder. Zappy.
That's good there. Oh, Zappy. Very Zappy. That's an old highlight of Mike Gesicki when he was here. I was a big fan of his at Miami before he came here. Didn't do great here, but he's kind of had a little bit of a resurgence there in Cincinnati. He's been on IR for the last four games. He's coming back this week. And, you know, between him and Noah Fant, all right, Fant, the tight end from Iowa, Noah Fant is the third leading receiver for that team. Mm. Gesicki coming back, I think he's kind of a dynamic tight end, regardless of what you guys might think. I think he's a good tight end. And the tight ends have given this defense issues so far this year. So that's a matchup to watch, just our linebackers against their tight ends. So that's something to watch. Mike doesn't get you guys too worried?
No, I'm not a big fan. I know he was very popular when he came to New England. A lot of people were like you. Oh, this guy was good in Miami. He's going to do this. I actually bet somebody. They bet me he would have 12 touchdowns, and I made that bet. And
Who placed
Kevin
that
Stone,
bet with you?
New England
yes,
Sports
that's right.
Journal. I mean, New England Football Journal. I think he may have came about 10 touchdowns shy of winning that bet.
But remember that one he got against Buffalo and did the gritty afterwards. What
a time
to be alive.
Oh, yeah. He loves that gritty, man.
Yeah, so
he's
is
all
this
about the gritty.
Spillane? Is this?
Yeah, Spillane is going to be the main guy, and Tavai will be on there.
Tavai Gibbons. Out. Tavai not playing.
Oh.
Tavai out for personal reasons, Mike announced at his press conference this afternoon.
Oh, I didn't realize
afternoon.
That.
Yes.
Gibbons?
How do we feel about that, those matchups?
Not great. Not great. I would give the edge to them in that situation. And let me just get the defensive stats of the Bengals out of the way.
Okay.
All right? In the Super Bowl era, no defense like the Bengals' defense has finished dead last in most passing yards, most rushing yards, and most points allowed in a single season. They are dead last in two of the three categories and second to worst in points allowed. All right, they're number one in points allowed. I think they're second to last in rushing yards allowed, but they are number one in passing yards allowed. So historically a bad defense. They also, through the first 10 games, have the worst defensive DVOA in the history of football. That's going back a ways.
A little bit, yeah.
History of football?
They have not They have had their bye week, and yet they are still leading the NFL by far in missed tackles with 123. The next closest team has 90. So that gives you a little bit of perspective on that. Yep, so they are 32nd in points per, 30th in red zone, 31st in third down defense, 31st in sacks, 32nd in yards, and 32nd in touchdowns allowed. So pretty much the bottom of the barrel in every significant statistical category, except they intercept the ball. Eight interceptions ranks them 11th. But other than that, this is one of the worst defenses you will ever see on Sunday.
And that should be great for the Patriots offense and those of us that are thinking about betting the over. Professor Johnson, going back a couple things. As far as Milton Williams being out, seeing more Tonga, maybe more Corey Durden along the line, who do you think, though, is the easier one to get after? Because, you know, Joe Burrow moves well, but he's not the fastest quarterback, but he's obviously, it looks like he's not going to play. Flacco's in his early 40s. Like, I would think that if there's any quarterback that could make the Patriots' depleted pass rush look good, it might be Flacco.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, Flacco throws a beautiful ball, man. I mean, yeah. You know, and when he's feeling it, you know, I don't know, maybe with Jamar out there, I don't know how that impacts his game. I think one of the, he's a statue. If I was playing against the Bengals and Belichick was my coach, he'd have me blitzing the A-gap, you know, half a dozen times. Because you want to get him off the spot. So maybe they try that a little bit. It feels like the Patriots have had an uptick in their blitzing because they're not getting pressure with four guys. So they're trying to manufacture pressure. And you can do that against some of the lower subpar, you know, quarterbacks. But Flacco will eat you apart if you have to blitz to get pressure on him. And so that's a big concern of mine, is just this pass rush, you know, late in the season into the playoffs. It's just not, I don't think, championship metal yet.
617-779-7937. Let's mix in some of your thoughts for the build up to this game between a fun young Patriots offense and arguably the worst defense in the history of football, according to Ted Johnson. So if the Patriots have a big rushing day, they could help the Bengals get to the bottom of rush defense and then just fill out that triple crown, right?
That's correct.
Worst defense in his. So let's go, Travion. Let's go, Ramondre.
You know, there is one, and you guys were talking about him earlier. There is one kind of bright spot for this team, and that is Chase Brown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's their second in EPA per rush in the NFL. So he's averaging over 4 yards per, 4.1 per rush. So the Patriots' run defense the last couple games, so that is one concern. The tight ends and the rushing game for the Bengals are probably, and then I'd say any kind of matchup inside the 10, T. Higgins, if they get him one-on-one on Marcus Jones.
Yep.
That is, he has the clear height advantage on Marcus, and we saw what happened against the Falcons with Drake London against Marcus.
Yeah, we brought that up earlier, that if I'm the Bengals, that is, if I get in the red zone, I'm trying to do it.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right, the ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Falcons did and pick on Mark. I love Marcus Jones, but that's a bad matchup.
The Patriots are dead last. Well, they're 31st now in red zone defense. They need to get better at their red zone defense. You can't have the worst goal-to-goal defense and one of the worst red zone defenses and call yourself a championship-type defense.
All right, let's go to Joe and Lynn. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to comment when you were talking about the second most valuable player, and I have to take the opportunity to give Andy a little grief.
Uh-oh.
For the guy who was in such a panic about the offensive line,
yep.
Will Campbell looks great. Not great, but very good. And I would say that the offensive line is the second most important of this run next to Drake May.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe. I don't know that I disagree, because they allowed Drake May to do his job, to do the things that you're falling in love with, right?
And you thought that the season, the start of it, it
was in August, I was worried.
They were going to be worse than
last
year.
I got to tell you, where are we? They're 9-2? No, I meant on the schedule. Morgan Moses, knock, knock on wood, shows no signs of looking like a aging guy who may not make it through the season or bad knee or bad
He's talking a lot. He looks he actually looks fresh as lettuce.
Yeah, I think it's 5 for 5. Oh, no, you know what? The weird part is, I think the only guy that I think 4 of the 5 guys have been better than I expected. And the one guy who hasn't been is Mike Onwenu. The highest paid returning starter guy. I think he's been up and down for his paycheck.
Oh, and you know who Morgan Moses was going off about, waxing ecstatic? Garrett Bradbury.
Oh, he's been...
Everyone on the line says, like, the linchpin, like, the MVP, the sixth man, if you will, of the line is Garrett Bradbury.
So, they've been pretty good at pass protection. They just, they're not good enough against a run. And you would think an offensive line that has two young guys, they'd have more issues in pass protection. No, it's the opposite. They're struggling more. This offensive line does struggle to get holes for these running backs.
But I agree. I think the offensive line has been a key factor in their success, better than I expected. I like to throw Doug Marrone in there because I think he's doing enough. You got to praise the position coach. We certainly have ripped the predecessors over the years, for the last 4 or 5 years.
Very important position on a staff is the offensive line coach.
Even though Jeremy Springer thinks he's the slowest coach on the staff, I don't care about that.
He actually said he was the fastest and Doug Marrone was the slowest?
Yep. That was his assertion.
Yeah.
And he actually said only because Doug's a little older and I think he's slowing down in his old age.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fair.
But I mean, he's a big dude, too.
Doug's a big man. Yeah, no doubt.
Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Great as always. Great show. Love you guys. I'm a little concerned, and I'll tell you why. What's his name, the tight end there for the band?
Fant
Gesicki. Because he didn't have the right coaching. But the thing, what I'm concerned is, we saw what happened yesterday with the Bills. Who would have said that the Bills were going to lose to Houston with a backup quarterback? Now, nobody called that game. Nobody called that Josh Allen getting sacked 8 times. And that's the thing. Sometimes, you know, games like this, it concerns you because, you know, a team like that, they can turn it on.
All right, thanks for the call, David. Ted, who would have predicted that Houston would beat Buffalo on Thursday Night Football? Who?
I did. I predicted that. I got 4 points in my fantasy league. So, I picked the Texans over. I just, you know, that defense, Josh Allen is reverting back to old Josh Allen. And he just is. So, that defense might be better than the Broncos defense. I think so. And it's a tough place to play in Houston. Josh Allen has a bad record in Houston, so it's not so surprising that he, you know, had the game he had last night.
If that defense, and I know we'll talk about this a little bit more, but if that defense keeps playing like that, not only does Houston become either probably not an AFC South contender, but a wild card contender, and who the hell wants to play that in January?
Well, look, they're 2 games behind the Colts, you know, the Jags. I don't know, man. I don't know. The AFC is going to be interesting because, look, when C.J. Stroud, do you know when he's coming back? I mean, they're not going to go – David Mills isn't going to carry them to the playoffs.
Davis is 3-0, though, when it starts. It's wild. Yeah, 3-0.
And a lot of people are starting to say that he's going to get paid by somebody, that people are going to look at what he's doing and he could end up on one of these Jets or one of these teams.
He and Mac Jones are going to be the two. Yes. And it's crazy because those were the two quarterbacks in 2021, which is what makes time travel possible.
Absolutely. But, yes, Ted Johnson – And this, he told me this off air. This is real. Ted Johnson picked the Texans to beat the Bills, who aren't really playing great football. You know, Josh Allen actually started poorly last week against Tampa Bay. Couple turnovers, looked a and then he went on the crazy run and scored six touchdowns. Mm-hmm. But if you take those six touch, like this stretch, the game he played at Atlanta was not a good game. He's the bad Josh Allen has been kind of bubbling to the surface a lot this year.
It has. He's just the turnovers have spiked. The sacks, he just doesn't look comfortable back there running around like a chicken with his head cut off. That's, you know what? Look, Josh can make great plays, but he doesn't look comfortable at all right now. And that just, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, that's got to have you worried.
And if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, I think that would have you saying, hey, isn't Brian Daboll out there? And couldn't we hire him as a consultant to come help Josh look more like the Josh he helped create, the good Josh, the MVP Josh? And I know Sean McDermott has shot it down when he's been asked about it, but Brian Daboll's available.
Guys, can you imagine, just to think about this, can you imagine for 1 second that maybe Mahomes, Burrow, Jackson, and Allen all end up not making the playoffs?
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Is that insane?
It is insane. I'm not sure the NFL loves it. I know they like parody and like, oh, this team made it that didn't make it last year. I'm not sure they want all their star quarterbacks watching in
But January. What about there's rising stars? Yeah. Bo Nix, you know, Drake May.
Yep.
Hey, Daniel Jones was a first rounder back in the day.
Maybe Trevor
Sixth
Lawrence.
Overall pick for the Giants.
Trevor Lawrence, first overall pick, could be making it in for a second time.
Maybe, you know, there's some young up and comers, maybe. So you could frame it that way, too.
You can definitely, and they will. I mean, they'll have graphics and posters, I'm sure, and people will be like, eh.
Justin Herbert, guaranteed wild card weekend out.
I'd still rather see Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes or some of the things we know has been good in the past. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Ed in Maine, what's up, Ed?
Not much, fellas. Great show. All I can say is that if Burrow's plays and the Pats win the toss, they should just take the ball and try to, you know, they're not great at that first playing defense, and you don't want the crowd getting into it. Take the crowd out of it. They're going to think the savior's back in town, and just get rid of that thought and put seven on the board real quick and worry about the second half and the second half.
Thanks for the call, Ed.
You know what's interesting, though? Didn't the Patriots win the coin toss and didn't defer? They kept it and, like, fumbled on the first series or something bad happened. I feel like – I don't know why. I just don't ever feel comfortable starting with our – if we win the toss, I'd rather defer. Every time.
Just
you get that
double
score. You get that double score, you know, before half.
Yeah.
That I think is so important sometimes.
And they've played well out of the half. Their third quarters have been good. So you give them that possession to start the second half. But I get what he's asking. If you're so worried about being down seven, forget the Burrow part because it sounds like Burrow's not going to play. But just in general, if you're worried about being down, does that crawl into your mind that we always give up a touchdown on the first series? Should we take the ball? So at worst, it's 7-7.
It's kind of like a nod to though the other team that you don't think they're very good on offense.
Yeah.
And I always think that's a, you know, you know, I don't know. And Flacco, if he's starting, which we think he will, right? If
yes.
Joe isn't.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, you guys don't, okay.
Yeah.
You guys don't, all right, watch this. Hold
it's also. It's also something that's easy to second guess once it plays out and you got the two drives and you're like, oh, you took the ball and punted and you went three and out. Nice job, hot shot. Now they get the ball to start. Now they're doing the double score thing and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Things are spiraling out of control. All right, join the conversation, 617-779-7937. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons. We just touched on it, but we saw it last night. That Houston defense looks like they might be kind of special. We know that people are talking about the Broncos defense being special. So as much as we worry about quarterback matchups and offensive matchups in the postseason, should we start to worry about the Broncos defense and more specifically that Texans defense? If they're a low seed coming to Gillette Stadium, your first playoff game, do you want to see Will Anderson in that group that just sacked Josh Allen eight times? Should we be fearing the defenses across the AFC? That's next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.